Title: Extraterritorial Application of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Content: A brazen and sophisticated computer intrusion into the records of over 145 million Americans launched from computer hackers based in China led to recent criminal prosecutions under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. 1. Courts are willing to extend American law beyond U.S. boundaries often when criminal misconduct takes place overseas that injures Americans. The Constitution grants Congress broad powers to enact laws with extraterritorial scope. 2. The Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, 18 U.S.C. 1030, CFAA, is one such statute that provides criminal and civil remedies resulting from unauthorized access to computers used in interstate commerce or communications. 3. And it further provides for extraterritorial jurisdiction for criminal or civil violations of the CFAA. Increasingly, U.S.-based companies have become victims of significant computer misconduct launched from overseas. 4. And, with the increased widespread use of social media platforms during the COVID-19 pandemic, computer mischief in an effort to gain confidential business information is on the rise. 5. The CFAA was enacted in 1986, in an effort to combat computer crime that mail and wire fraud statutes could not reach. 6. The statute, as first enacted, criminalized unauthorized access to federal interest computers. 7. Since federal interest under the Act included all instances of interstate computer crime and virtually all computer use is interstate in nature, it effectively criminalized any unauthorized computer access. 8. Amendments in 1994 quietly added civil remedies and expanded the coverage of the statute to include unauthorized transmissions. 9. Amendments in 1996 changed the phrase federal interest computer to protected computer, thereby significantly broadening the Act's reach. 10. The CFAA's expansion into civil litigation led to varied interpretations of the CFAA. And courts continue to grapple with the specifics of construing and applying particular provisions of the Act. 11. 12. This struggle to understand the Act's scope is exacerbated by new abuses that spring from the misuse of new technology, 13, which make it difficult to address the computer abuse problems through a traditional framework. In one of the first cases to use the CFAA in conjunction with a state statutory trade secrets theft claim, International Airport Centers versus Citroen, the Seventh Circuit sustained a CFAA claim where a real estate development company employee used his employer's computers to pilfer confidential development plans for a large-scale industrial real estate project on the East Coast. 14. 15. The court found that at the point the employee began to prepare to leave his employer, his authority to access its computers and information was no longer authorized. His subsequent taking of electronic information and efforts to cover his tracks through computer wiping software was sufficient to show the necessary injury to support a claim under the CFAA. 16. The fact that computer abuse is largely intangible and can be launched from anywhere in the world presents the jurisdictional question whether the CFAA can be applied extraterritorially to prosecute those who perpetrate computer abuse in the U.S. from a foreign land. In deciding whether a U.S. statute may be applied extraterritorially, courts look to two potential foundations for jurisdiction. First, the jurisdictional basis, territoriality, nationality, passive personality, universality, or the protective principle, 17, and second, legislative intent. 18. The CFAA can arguably be applied extraterritorially on either foundation, although case law here is sparse. A Connecticut district court concluded that it had jurisdiction to hear a claim against a Russian national under the Act. The court found .first, because the intended and actual detrimental effects of the defendant's actions in Russia occurred within the United States, and second, because each of the statutes under which he was charged with a substantive offense were intended by Congress to apply extraterritorially. 19. This first reason encompasses passive personality and protective basis for international jurisdiction. The second relies upon the legislative intent behind the 1996 amendments to the Act. Notably, the amendments changed the definition of protected computer so that it included an